big giant weather.
You gonna open up the deal back here, Ron, so we can watch it roll in?
Do it.
Sure.
Look at the sky, Frito.
All right, so what is it we're about to hear?
Hammer.
Here?
You heard this, didn't you?
I did.
The hammer.
I heard this when it happened.
I heard it when it happened, but I heard them start touting this at 5:30 this morning. To where they were just, George was touting it as the most shocking audio ever. And talking about how Bob Ortegal said it. So first of all, shocking audio and Bob Ortegal. How could he miss it? You couldn't.
What time did they play it?
7:30. But they touted it.
Right after the Secret Ranger.
Every breath for that hour and a half. And just went on and
now,
on.
Now, was George
on.
The only one who had heard it, or they
yes,
all
yes.
They all heard it?
Yes, and he was just telling...
Georgie.
He was just telling Craig every second, oh, you're not going to believe this. This is going to be you're just not going to believe this.
By the way, we've tried to contact George, and he will not answer his phone.
He's in a hole.
Yeah, he's in hiding.
He's in hiding, and you know what? He should be in hiding.
Is this an oversell?
No,
it's a missell, if there is such a thing.
Yeah.
Why don't we just let Reiner hear what he played for Junior and Gordon.
That three short again, and Dirk Nowitzki claims his first rebound of the game.
That's what
long lead deck out.
You advance the ball. I can see the look they get out of that. That's what you have to do. Get the ball out of backcourt. Quit acting like you're catching eggs back there. Good spit.
Wow!
What do you think that said?
What did he say?
No, you're fine.
You're all right.
You didn't say anything bad.
Quit acting like you're passing AIDS back there.
Like you're catching AIDS.
Oh, like you're catching AIDS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So do you think that's what he said?
Let's do it again.
That three short again. And Dirk Nowitzki claims his first rebound of the game. That's with long lead deck out. You advance the ball. I can see the look they get out of that. That's what you have to do. Get the ball out of the backcourt. Quit acting like you're catching AIDS back there.
Okay, what did he say?
Sounded like he said, get the ball out of the backcourt, quit acting like you're catching AIDS.
Does that make any sense
at
all?
What the hell does that mean?
Does that make any sense?
No, not really.
And why would a professional broadcaster, and make no mistake about it, Bob Ortegal is a professional broadcaster.
Wow!
On a playoff broadcast, say something like, why are you in the backcourt hanging out back there, catching AIDS.
Like you just catch
like there's a guy with a painted blood cannon just firing
paint.
Gross blood.
AIDS bullets.
AIDS bullets at the people standing in the backcourt.
AIDS spears.
So that doesn't make sense. But it does sound like something those morning show guys would say, right?
Right.
That's why they thought he said
it. That's why they thought he said
it. Because their mind is so twisted.
So they went on about this, about how shocking it was, and you know, catching AIDS, and just on and on, laughing, cackling, pterodactyls flying everywhere. Oh, those are flying on K-Love this morning. I'm sorry. So anyway, and...
It was right at the end of the segment. I guess Fernando got a phone call from Joe Lecce.
Yeah, a very wise man from Denton, Joe Lecce. And he kind of informed them, you might want to listen to that again because Bob Ortegal, I think, said, quit acting like you're hatching eggs back there.
Like you're sitting on your ass.
Now, doesn't that make more sense than catching AIDS?
Boy, the Musers just ran with that,
though. And then all of a sudden, after they played it again.
Musers.
Okay, we're going to play it again. Now, listen to this, Ron. The Simfish doesn't sound more like hatching eggs.
All right.
That three short again. Dirk Nowitzki claims his first rebound of the game. That's with long lead deck out. You advance the ball. I can see the look they get out of that. That's what you have to do. Get the ball out of the backcourt. Quit acting like you're catching eggs back there.
See, the problem
is to quit sitting on it, is what he said right afterwards.
The problem with his inflection...
Eggs.
Yeah.
Eggs.
But you can clearly hear the G.
Yeah.
And so, when
the
they...
The G can be misconstrued as a D.
Sure, all that noise back there.
Yeah, if you're the morning show that has your mind in the gutter.
Right. So they were wanting to hear.
Or maybe you just think you're so influential that anybody who hears anything you say is going to try to copy you.
The Musers.
So the funny thing, the funny part about this whole deal was the massive, massive, massive tease to the most shocking audio ever. And then they played it. They played it about four or five times.
Oh, yeah.
Listened to it, laughing, cackling. Then they got the call from the very wise man in Denton, Joe Lecce. Then they played it one more time. And then it was time to talk about the Cowboys' first-round picks. They ran like Carl Lewis in the 100-meter dash.
Sure. Sure.
So they just backed away.
Oh,
huh?
You should have heard the balloon backed just away. Deflate.
I mean, it was like a fart in church.
Jesus smoked.
Oh, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard at anything that I've ever heard in the ticket. And that's not an oversell. It was a lot worse than that. Because it was such a buildup.
So much egg on.
Okay, well, when you listen to it, when you guys were both listening to it live before Lecce called in, did you not think he was saying that?
Oh, no, absolutely.
No, I
believe
thought,
it.
Is he saying that? But number one, you couldn't hardly hear. But I thought, he's not saying AIDS.
Yeah, if you think about it, there's no way that Ortegal would say
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
There is no way. But see, he wouldn't.
Okay,
he wouldn't
listen,
use AIDS.
They set it up by showing.
He said some shocking, crazy stuff.
That's how they set it up.
They did.
Wow!
By saying he said
the Mexican jumping bean and what was the other thing? Well, he's got a little bit of a record from kind of.
But not like that.
Working
plus,
on the edge.
It didn't make sense in the context.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, nobody gets more suckered in than me, but it didn't sound like AIDS to me.
I just thought Bob Ortegal had lost his mind. I believed it.
Well, he would have lost his mind and his job if he'd have said that.
Would he? You wouldn't lose your job.
You think that, you might not lose your job, but that'd catch a lot of flack.
That would have made
sitting
probably
like
a national. That would have been a national story.
Sitting
I
like
think.
He, sitting back there like he's catching AIDS. Oh, really? Got a bunch of dudes coming at him back there.
Whoa.
I don't think you'd lose your job for something like that, though.
I guarantee you someone would say something to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't go unnoticed. And you might have to visit with whoever you visit with over there about stuff like that.
Crony the butt fairy after that.
And the thing that's so fascinating about this is that the Mavericks actually heard this before the correction. Before Joe Lecce called in with the correction. And they put together a public service announcement.
Just to make sure that...
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Just to cover their own asses.
Cover their bases.
Oh, they did? Well,
yeah.
Let's listen to that. Do we have that?
I think we do. Groobs.
AIDS can affect all of our lives, directly or indirectly. That's why it's important to educate ourselves. As a matter of fact, there are several things you can do to help stop the spread of AIDS.
Number one.
Always practice safe sex.
Holy crap, baby. You're hot. Let's have unprotected sex all night.
Not without a condom.
I've only been with like a million chicks.
Number two.
If you choose to use intravenous drugs, never share a needle.
God, dude, I need a fix bad.
Well, hey, man, use my rig. I just borrowed it from this cool Haitian guy.
And number three.
And above all, for the love of God in heaven, never, ever stand around in the backcourt.
You advance the ball. Like, you see the look they get out of that? That's what you have to do. Get the ball out of the backcourt. Quit acting like you're catching AIDS back there.
This public service announcement was brought to you by the Dallas Mavericks and the National Rifle and AIDS Association.
Because I got AIDS.
Wow.
I guarantee you that...
See, they ran in fuel to voice that.
I guarantee you that Ortegal has heard about this for sure today. And I can't believe he hadn't called or done something about it.
And said, what's the matter with you guys?
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably what he would say.
You know, someone knows him that heard that this morning, and they're like, you're not going to believe what they thought you were saying.
And the thing is... When you listen to it the second time and you know what he said, it's clear. To me, it's clear. Hatching eggs.
No, I wish I would have heard that this morning. But they were so excited.
I'd love to hear the back away.
Well, I'm telling you, it went from the greatest audio ever, the most shocking, to Marcus Ware. Gotta break that down.
Love to hear what it sounded like when those gear shift knobs hit the R.
If that doesn't win the emergency break of the week, they need to retire that award.
All right, coming up next, we're going to put our gear shift knobs by the R, too. Back away from this and start talking about the draft, just like the Musers did.